This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And Mr. Leo and Lumina saying, welcome, Azania. Hey, yes, sirs, you're still tuned to the Hangout Show from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. on MUT Radio. Shape it on the future. My name is DJ Sweet, the host of the show. So today I'm not running solo. I have Sboni. So, and on A, we have Lexi Lafoy. Good afternoon, Lexi. How are you?
Hi, DJ Spa. I'm so good. Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, wow. It's such a pleasure, hey? Listen, can you just tell us more about the song that we just played right now?
Sure. So actually, myself and all the artists, we met the previous year at the Music Imbizo, which is one of the most impactful music conferences on the continent. It actually takes place again next week. And yeah, so Mr. Leo is a superstar who was down from Cameroon. Luminous is an amazing award-winning rapper from Zim. And we all just happen to be in the same space at the same time. So we took each other's contact. We hooked up a studio session while we were all at the Imbizo. And yeah, last year, Africa Day, on the 25th of May, we released Welcome Azania just to celebrate Pan-Africanism, unity on the continent, and just unity amongst dope artists.
Oh, wow. What a song.
Thank you.
Oh, I love it. So right now, tell us more about Lexi Lafoy, where she was born, tell us the name of the place. Who inspired you to write? Tell us more about you.
Sure. So I am a Durban girl. I was born and raised in the south of Durban in a beautiful place called Treasure Beach. And then years later, we moved to Red Hill, Greenwood Park, Durban North Side. And when I graduated from UKZN, I went to Joburg after that. So from 2012 to 2020, I was in Joburg, hustling, growing my network, just growing, you know. So yeah, I came back the day before lockdown, and I've been back home in Durban since 2020. There's so many things I could say, but I was inspired growing up by people like Jay-Z, Lauryn Hill, Lil' Kim, Foxy Brown, and locally I loved Brasa Fanikap, Godessa, Squatter Camp, and yeah, I was just inspired by the movement of hip-hop at the time. The culture at the time was very much streets-based, you know, talking cyphers, Bling Free, Bat Center. That was really the culture that I grew up in coming into hip-hop.
Oh, wow. Lexi, it seems like you know people who know people, because right now, you hot stuff, bruh. Hot stuff.
Yabong.
So tell me more about your stats, the love of music. Where did it start?
Yo, I was an only child, Spa, for the first 9 years before Bafik Obutami. So for 9 years as an only child, I started writing from the moment I could write. I started writing poems, songs, yonke into nje. I started creating. So in grade 10, I started to, you know, hang with other people who loved hip hop. And then in matric, we started getting involved in the actual culture. At the time, there were these hip hop sessions at Bat Center called Ingaba Hip Hop Sessions. And that's really where the likes of Abo Zulu Boy, Scatterbrain, who's known as, there were just a whole lot of amazing people around at the time, and we were growing, we were nurtured in the culture of hip hop, which is something I think a lot of young people don't get to enjoy, Spa, because everything is so digital these days.
True.
You know. But I come from the culture, Jay, and my love for music is beyond hip hop. Although hip hop is my favorite, I'd say I love all types of amazing music.
Wow. It seems like, Lexi, you are surrounded by artistic people in your life. And you also mentioned about IBET Center. Are you a drama student or you a drama student?
Actually, I studied psychology and philosophy.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And I studied psych and philosophy at UKZN. And I did that because of my passion and my interest to learn, you know, more about people, more about human beings. I have a very big heart when it comes to communities, when it comes to people. I also founded a movement called Peace For, which is in its third year running. We did Peace for Sydenham 2022. We did Peace for Wentworth 2023. And then this year we're planning Peace for Newlands, a free concert in the park, which is basically a movement where we host free concerts in communities that are affected by gang violence and drug-related crime. So yeah, I studied psych and philosophy. And when I, even in high school, when I would visit the drama classes, you know, they'd ask me, why don't you study music? Why don't you study drama? And I told the teachers, you know, I'm a natural. So thank you.
Indeed, you are a natural, hey? Because isn't it Zenza right now, Lexi? Yo, bruh. I love it for you. So, there's a song that you did with Ifeanyi, right?
I've done many songs with Ifeanyi.
So there's this one that I have on the show right now. I'm about to play it after the song. I just want you just deliberate it, how the song came about and who wrote it. Because Ifeanyi is a legend, Bradley.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Here's Lex LaFoy featuring Ifeanyi. Love it.
Thank you.
It's a... Funny, and I'm introducing Gwe, oh, Lexicon. Hey, Lexicon. They say they don't know you, hey, they don't know.
Dude, I'm such a Durban girl, semi-dressed, full of zest. Touch it once, then obsessed. If you don't dig, I couldn't care less. Arrest that man, I must confess. You got dope, but I ain't impressed. My crystal tears tell me I'm the best. There will be outcome, I don't trust your test. My queen got game on a board of chess. I fuck with the brother, call it incest. Invest as a crew, I triple interest. Had a heart on your sleeve, go rock a vest. On a pie chart, I fill the content. Thanks for all your love and comments.
Oh, hot.
Dude, I'm such a Durban girl, semi-dressed, full of zest. Touch it once, then obsessed. If you don't dig, I couldn't care less. Psych, chemo, emo, people cut them off, cause me no hippo. Ears out the water, have him listening for the sequel. Feeble minds wanna know my genome creation, and it's wanna know my real home, but I tell them. Dude, I'm such a Durban girl, semi-dressed, full of zest. Touch it once, then obsessed. If you don't dig, I couldn't care less. Besides, you look warm, go jump the fence. The space is mine, it's so immense. Gymnastic, yogi, born to flex. Follow instructions, I've been sent. The real me's vexed, now watch me vent. Gemini, primary element, Dude, I'm such a Durban girl, semi-dressed, full of zest. Touch it once, then obsessed. If you don't dig, I couldn't care less. Your PF got creases, it needs a press. Your streets got potential, it needs a nest. Where I come from, we die the jest. Fiber for your diet, you too compress.
Hey. Hot.
Dude, I'm such a Durban girl. Dude, I'm such a. If you don't dig, I couldn't care less. Dude, I'm such a Durban girl. Dude, I'm such a Durban girl. Dude, I'm such a Durban girl. Dude, I'm such a. If you don't dig, I couldn't care less. Dude, I'm such a Durban girl. Dude, I'm such a Durban girl. Dude, I'm such a Durban girl. Dude, I'm such a. If you don't dig, I couldn't care less. I'm a binary, canary, canary, yellow sun child with solar flares. This is my truth, ask me some dares.
sounds of Lexi LaFoy featuring Ifani. Oh, wow. Wow. Lexi?
Yes, DJ Spa.
Wow. Wow. I'm very amazed right now, hey?
Thank you so much. And I have to tell you, that song is so special to me. I wrote it over 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it is the first single of my 7th recorded body of work called the Lexicon 2.0 Project, which, by the way, has a mini documentary to tell the story of why this music took 10 years to come out. So I'm very excited. And of course, I am a recipient of the 2023 SAMRO Music Support Creation Fund, which assisted me in completing the production of the album.
Wow, congratulations to you, hey?
Thank you. Thank you so much. God is so good.
So, the way Osemenza Ngakhona and Alexi, you had Dumpatwe coming in studio right now. She's saying, I can't miss this interview. We have the program manager on air right now. She said, I want to speak to Lexi.
Hi.
Lex! Oh, girl. It's been so, so long. I just came here to say hi and that I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you loads. You're doing so amazing. And I just wanted to shine the light on you before Women's Month is over.
Thank you for showing me love.
And I hope one day you get to visit us at MET Radio.
Thank you so much. I really hope so too.
Oh, that was our program's manager. Oh, Lexi, you're whack, girl. It's internationally acclaimed.
Amen.
I'm getting a bit. So, okay, tell us more when we go to end. Which artists are you wishing to work with in the near future?
Well, mm-hmm. I have some amazing songs and features up my sleeve that are currently in the works, but I don't want to give away too much. Mm-hmm. But I would say that if I had a wish list, I would love to work with Ricky Tyler from mm-hmm. Cape Town. I would love to work with Kanye West. That's a dream, but you know, we can dream.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say Ricky Tyler is amazing. I also think Luanster by Luanster is amazing. I just released an article of his this morning on a live performance I attended on his tour. So yeah, shout out to by Luanster. I really think KZN produces the most amazing artists in our entire country. I just have to say that.
Girl, I'm right now. I'm very proud. Hey,
thank you.
I see you receiving a Grammy or a BET award.
I receive in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, you know.
I receive.
Cause wow, girl, wow. So right about now, we're about to wrap up the interview now, cause we are going to talk long with you. So right now, can you just drop us your booking details? Where they can book you?
Sure. So people can inquire, business inquiries, booking inquiries at Lex LaFoy PR, that's PR for public relations, at gmail.com.
Thank you so much, Lex LaFoy, for being on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you so much, DJ Spa. And thank you to MUT Radio for having me. Sending you guys lots and lots of love. Remember to show yourself love and stay focused.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.